Thank you, Wanda. South Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart has been tapped to join a special panel investigating the wave of young immigrants flooding into the United States. Matt Laszlo has this report from Washington, D.C.
Many people were surprised when the Obama administration announced nearly 50,000 unaccompanied minors crossed into the U.S. this year alone. But Diaz-Balart says it wasn't news to him.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody. In September, I was in McAllen, Texas, and there I saw these kids, the Border Patrol was telling me, hey, this is increasing rather dramatically.
The administration is rejecting Republican calls to deploy more National Guard and Coast Guard to deal with the crisis. Estimates that more than 100,000 kids may cross the border next year has lawmakers scrambling to find a solution. Diaz-Balart says a part of the solution has to come from the State Department, not Congress.
And has the Mexican government not noticed it? Have they not been aware of what's going on in their own country? So I think we need to have a serious conversation, obviously with the governments of Guatemala, Honduras, but also Mexico, to deal with this in a serious fashion. As of now, we've seen no action from the White House.
Diaz-Balart has tried to cobble together a bipartisan compromise on immigration reform, but says his fellow Republicans resist it because of concerns over border security. And he says this latest crisis isn't helping him win over any support. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Did you ever wonder if the money you think you're giving to a good cause is actually going to good people? Well, a new law goes into effect next week aimed at better regulating charities in Florida. House Bill 629 will give consumers more information about what charities are doing with their donations, especially charities that raise large amounts of money. The law also prevents groups that broke the law in other states from soliciting money in Florida. This bill was a top priority of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services during the 2014 legislative session. The department's spokeswoman, Erin Gillespie, says it's very important for Floridians to know that when they give money to a charity, the charity spends the money as the donor intended.
Fortunately, here in Florida, we have many reputable charities that are doing really good work, working with kids and veterans, but there are charities or charitable organizations that purport to be working with victims who really just are taking the money for themselves.
The new law also bans felons from raising money for charity and requires information from firms that solicit charitable donations by phone. The measure was proposed following last year's scandal involving Allied Veterans of the World. It was alleged that organization was profiting from illegal gambling operations. Former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll's connection to that organization prompted her resignation. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.